K4VAS, this is KO4BYU, over.
KO4BYU, this is K4 Victor Alpha Sierra. Hello, Mr. Izzy. 4BYU, KO4BYU, K4VAS.
K4VAS, this is KO4BYU. I am on an unsecure channel, over.
Roger, how you doing?
Doing pretty good down here in Gray Court, hanging out, trying to figure out what in the world's going on in the world, which I don't know if it's even worth my time trying to figure it out. I've been looking at some chicken coop plans and stuff like that, getting ready to plant a garden out here. How about everybody up there?
Everybody's doing fine here. I don't know if you know, but Chris is down in the Keys right now. My daughter only lives about 6 minutes away from me here, and she's in Simpsonville. But everybody in the family's doing fine. How's everybody on your end?
I'm doing as good as can be expected. All of my family has passed away within the last 20 years. I'm the only one left now. So pretty much on my own here with me and Linda and her children. My stepson from my first marriage is living next door. You know that there is a repeater down in Key Largo, Florida, that has Echolink. I didn't know whether you were aware of that. That's what I'm using tonight is Echolink.
I used to talk to Chris on Echolink. I haven't been on Echolink for a long time. Matter of fact, I haven't been on the radio for a long time. I'm just getting back on the air this past month, actually. Had lots of things going on, and just let it collect dust for a while, but blew it all off and turned it on, and the lights came on, so I figured I'd give it another shot.
Well, it's sure good to hear from you. Haven't talked in a long time. Like I said, I don't trust cell phones. The only one I've got is the one the company gave me, and I gotta have it. If I didn't have to have it, I wouldn't even carry a cell phone. I hate the darn things.
Much on cell phones myself. I have sent you a few things on that other address of yours.
Roger, that's the Silence Do Good 225 at protonnet.com. Yeah, that's a secure email address over in Switzerland, they keep it, so it's not too bad, but, you know, I still don't trust Big Brother. He's always watching, so I kind of try to avoid email contacts. I wrote you a letter. I'm not sure whether you got it yet or not. Over.
What we need to do is have an eyeball meeting pretty soon. It's been a long time, and like I say, you run by my house back and forth to work every time you go to work, so try to set up a time where we can stop by for a couple minutes anyway.
Yeah, this working second shift, I got to be there at 2:45, so I usually leave the house about 1:30, quarter to 2, and get straight into work. It takes me about 40 minutes to get up there, so I really don't have time on the way to work. But one day this one weekend, we're going to have to get together, maybe go sit around and chew the fat for a little while. Over.
I'm retired, so you tell me when. I'm here. Very rare that I'm away on the weekends. I got to recover from all that retirement work during the week.
Yeah, I'm going to hopefully retire this year if things work out well. Linda's sister and brother-in-law live down in Fort Myers, Florida. And they're going to be coming up here and staying with us. Don's not doing too well. He's starting to have some memory loss problems, and he's had some heart work done. So we're going to get him up here and get him to stay with us and see how things go from there. Over.
Put the same place over there. This is K4VAS Friday.
Yeah, it's we moved the trailer after Father passed away. Mom moved into the trailer, and we have already built our house. But it's basically the same property. It's just when you come over the hill on 101, take the second driveway past Lakeview instead of the first one. We kind of moved the driveway up a little bit. My son's living in the trailer. KO4BYU, over.
I've been up the road there a couple times. I used to go to that range out in Clinton and do some target shooting and stuff, but I since joined a local indoor one, so been keeping the wind off me and keeping dry.
Yeah, I understand that. We generally keep, we still shoot out in the backyard here, and we don't really have any distance for doing rifles or anything, but, you know, it's not uncommon for one of the kids to say, hey, I'm going to come over and pop some rounds off and go right ahead to help yourself. Just remember which way you're shooting.
I remember nowadays is how much it costs every time you hear a bang.
Yeah, roger that. Ammo is getting a whole lot more expensive. I had a bunch of old 45 ammo, and I bought a new Ruger SR 1911 up at Palmetto Arms, and they gave me a free hour of range time. So they said no reloads, but I took a whole bag of reloads in there, probably popped off at least 100, maybe 150 rounds through that new Ruger. And I tell you, man, I am really pleased with that Ruger. It has got excellent, excellent capabilities. The pistol's probably a whole lot better than the person shooting it. Over.
In a case, no matter who you're talking about. Anyway, I ran into Jeff Merle about 3 weeks ago. Oh, no, I guess it's a little over a month ago now. Ran into him in the Walmart over in Simpsonville. And he comes up to me and says, is that Blank? Oh, that you? I go, yeah. I didn't recognize him at first because, you know, of course, everybody's wearing a mask. But he said, yeah, they're still talking about you and Kemet. And I said, really? I said, anything bad? He says, no. Just that you were right about everything.
Yeah, that's true. Julio Maldonado used to work up here at GE with me, but they pissed him off, and he retired on them. He actually went out. They said he didn't tag out a piece of equipment, but he did, and the operator removed his tag and said there, he never put one on there. I know better than that, but they gave Julio a week off without pay, so during that week off, he just went ahead and retired online. I had talked with him a couple of times, and he was pretty much ready to retire anyway. They just pushed him the wrong way, and he said, that's it, I'm out of here. Over.
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking about you. I have two friends of mine. One lives in Michigan, the other one lives in Pennsylvania now, but they just, the one just got his pilot's license last year, and the other one's had his license for a long time, but he just got that Cirrus, he bought one of them. Nice little airplane. I was just wondering if you do any flying anymore.
No, I haven't gone flying in a long time. Back when me and Linda were dating, I took her flying, and she did not like flying in little airplanes. So I thought, you know, it's really not fair for me to spend a bunch of money going and flying if she's not going to enjoy it with me. So we went out and bought us a sailboat, and we've had a blast with it. Of course, with the shift I'm working now, I don't have time to do nothing really but what I got to do here at the house and go to work. So I'm looking forward to retiring. Maybe we can get that boat back out on the water.
Paul, seen a picture of that sailboat, I believe, on Facebook or something a while back. But I canceled Facebook. I canceled a lot of stuff. Can't deal with those people anymore. But anyway, Vera and I, we're both retired. I retired about 7 years ago. She retired. Well, she got retired, I should say, about 6 years ago. she was working over for Ryerson Steel there for a while, but they relocated her job to Charlotte. It was kind of a surprise, too, but we were at a point where, I told her, rather than, going through the hassle of getting another job, going through any interviews or anything else, let's just take take your early retirement like I did, and we'll be okay. The Lord's been taking care of us. He even threw a few miracles here and there.
Yeah, I've had a few of those thrown my way. I was talking to a buddy of mine at work, Tommy Todd. He's very religious, and I told him, Tommy, I look back in my life, and so many times God grabbed me by the shoulders and pushed me to the left or to the right to keep me from killing myself. I still ain't figured out why he's keeping me around, but he must have some kind of reason. But Don and Linda's sister are moving up here from Florida. He's a pastor, and that's one of the problems he's having is he's scared he's going to be given a lecture or a sermon, and he's going to forget what he was talking about. His short-term memory's starting to go on him, so he's going to go ahead and retire and come up here, and they're going to live with us, and we're going to get some chickens going, and we're just going to hang out down here. But I tell you, the way the world's going right now, who knows what's going to happen within the next year or two. It's got me worried, but there's really not a lot I can do about it.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel. Keep an eye on that Do Good, and let's set up a time where we could get together with the wives, on a weekend. Like I said, any time you want to, it's fine with me. We'd really enjoy seeing you again.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. We'll maybe get together one night and go out for dinner. You had mentioned everybody wearing masks. Me and Linda don't wear them. I'm not doing all that crazy stuff. It's, I figure if I'm going to get COVID, it was meant for me to get it. And if I die from it, I've had a great life. I've done stuff that most people won't be able to do in their entire life in the first 25, 30 years of my life I accomplished. So, we don't concern ourselves with masks and stuff. Over.
It's K4VAS. The only time we wear masks is, like when we go to the store and stuff where they require it. But around the house and stuff like that, nah. we go by Psalm 91. Read Psalm 91. You'll see what I mean.
I won't wear one even in the store. I go in Walmart, I go in Lowe's, I go wherever I want to go. I don't wear no mask. I've only had a couple people say anything to me, and I just look at them and tell them, I've got medical conditions that keep me from being able to wear a mask. It's called a brain.
Talking about double masking and triple masking now and everything else. I said, we might as well just put clothespin on our nose and forget about it and sew up our lips and breathe through our butts, I guess. I don't know.
I know they're doing the anal swabs for testing COVID. They're going to check see if you got COVID in your butt and make you wear a diaper on your face.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt any of that. Oh, boy. So you ever run into any other crew besides Julio?
No, that's about it. Linda runs into more people than I do. I don't go out much. The older I get, the more I realize I just don't like people. So I try to stay avoid them as much as possible. I mean, even when I was at Kemet, Ray Hawk used to say, hey, let's go up to Myrtle or go down to Myrtle Beach for bike week. And I'm like, no, all them people get together, somebody going to do something stupid. I'm going the other way. So I try to avoid crowds. I try to avoid people as much as possible. I'm kind of happy down here on my little homestead down here in Gray Court. We got 6 acres down here and trying to get it fixed up for us. But, yeah, I try not to get out in public too much. KO4BYU.
Dylan, it's, I hate when you have to tiptoe around people, you know. You got to watch what you say and everything else. I got a lot of relatives like that. They're so far left, their heads on backwards. But you got to watch every little word you say because you might hurt their feelings or something like that, and it just drives me crazy too. But I understand totally. We don't go out a whole lot ourselves. Really no place to go. No place, nothing, not much to do for us anyway. I don't know. I'm still enjoying retirement. I take care of my website a lot and do a lot of writing and stuff like that.
Well, that's great. I've been doing a little bit of writing, nothing serious, just recreational writing, but we go out to dinner and stuff, but, you know, Linda's learned that when we go out somewhere like that, I always have to keep my face towards the door. It makes me nervous to have my back to the door. But, yeah, as far as making people mad by what I say, you know what, if my words hurt your little feelings so bad, just go away from me. Don't go around me. I don't muster or don't tone down my language about anything. You know, the only time I do is I try to be very careful online and on the radio, of course, because of the FCC regulations. So I have to be careful with being an old sailor. Salty words sometimes want to pop out of my mouth. Over.
Yes, yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Listen, I'm going to have to bug out here for a little bit. I got to go stuff the fire, keep that fire going. It's supposed to get cold again tonight. So, like I said, I keep an eye on Do Good. I got another name that I use too. You'll see in the password. Okay, roger that.
It was good chatting with you, and, you know, we'll have to figure out a time where we can do this, you know, on a weekly basis and talk. I wish there was some way we could talk in a more secure way, but there just isn't anymore. Big Brother is watching all and everything, so it's kind of crazy right now. But I'll give you 73s, and I'll be clear after your sign-off. Have a good evening, Wayne. KO4BYU, signing off.
We definitely have to do this more often. I'll probably be monitoring 610 and the 8-2 repeater. The 8-2 is on Parrish Mountain. I don't know if you can get into that one with Echo Link or not. Like I said, it's been so long, I even forget how it works. But anyway, that's, you know, 8-2 is not used as much. So, but anyway, 73s to you too. Say hello to Linda. And definitely keep in touch. This is K4VAS. I'll be clear.
K4BYU. I'll check into that other server. I'm not sure what the frequency or anything would be on that. But tell Vera I said hey, and that we're definitely gonna have to get together and go out to dinner one night. KO4BYU is clear.
Frequency is 146820. 146820. Negative offset.